This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Technology versus the Poor. With Herculean efforts along with extensive field work and mega expenditures of dollars and political capital, www.healthcare.gov works better now to the degree that about 2 million people weathered the storm to sign up under the new Affordable Care Act, with millions more expected, hopefully, before March 31st. I use the words works better carefully, though, since there's not a day still where the hollers don't ring through our offices about the website failing. Meanwhile, I wonder about the lessons we're really learning. Tennessee, for example, just announced they were moving to a web-only application system for everyone for TennCare, their version of the health insurance system. I have to wonder what papers they are reading and whose interests they're hoping to serve by such a change in face of wildly disparate internet access and the complex problems and challenges posed by the new systems. Recently, I reminded everyone about the huge problems presented by the Bush administration's rollout of the drug expansion benefit under Plan D in Medicare, and its complexity and challenged enrollment and the lessons not learned by the Obama administration. Georgetown Law Professor David Super, in a Times op-ed piece, does an even better and more comprehensive job in documenting the trail of tears for lower-income families trying to get through the maze. He says, just as disaster relief agencies keep track of hurricanes, floods, and earthquakes, students of anti-poverty programs remember a litany of automation and contracting meltdowns, some of them prolonged, even epic. Florida, 1992 to 93, Michigan, 98 to 99, Colorado, 98 to 2002, Texas, 2006 to 2007, Indiana, 2007 to 2009. The Colorado Benefits Management Program is particularly memorable. When first implemented, it reportedly refused food stamps to anyone who did not have a driver's license from Guam. But finding parallels to the healthcare.gov meltdown requires no memory at all. Just as healthcare.gov was filling the headlines, a contractor for the Georgia Department of Human Services was neglecting to send renewal notices to the homes of some 66,000 food stamp recipients and about half that number of Medicaid beneficiaries. On November 1st, the state's computer system automatically terminated benefits to all those affected for failure to cooperate with reviews that they'd never been told were underway. In December, a Massachusetts contractor sent thousands of people, many of whom were elderly or had disabilities, new electronic food stamp benefit cards, and immediately deactivated their old cards without waiting to see if the new ones had arrived in the mail. Many had not. In mid-October, a contractor's glitch made food stamps inaccessible to recipients in 17 states. The White House showed impressive clarity in fixing healthcare.gov, but its response to technology failures affecting low-income people has been far more sluggish. These are good points. This would all seem embarrassing if the frequency of occurrences didn't seem so inevitable and perhaps even deliberate. There's so many better ways to do this. I have to wonder who's being fooled by these slipshod efforts that are punishing the poor while worshiping the holy grail of new technology and never assuring access or ability to use it. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.